Frank on the line from Walnut Creek. You're on the Giant 68 KNBR.
Hi, Leo. How you doing?
Hi, Frank. I'm good. Thanks for calling.
I'll be really quick. Number one is I don't think a lot of the American Army men and Navy and Marines and Air Force would be there fighting right now if they didn't believe in the fact that they don't want no more terrorists. They don't want no more bombings. They don't want no more insane people causing us to be scared. And the whole world doesn't want that. Go back to Germany. Go back to France. Go back to London where all the bombings took place. People are tired of it. It's got to stop someplace. We have the backbone, and now we have to stand up and say, we'll lead the other countries of the world to say no more. This is where it's got to stop. And I don't agree with these protesters. If it was their mother or their father or their brother or sister that got nailed or raped and pillaged, I mean, how would they be out there on that street right now and going against the police officers that are trying to secure peace and safety for all citizens of the cities and the country? I think it's insane. I think they're a replica of Saddam Hussein himself.
You know, it makes it difficult, and I think we all share that vision of a world where people respect one another, respect the borders of nations. What makes it, and I think it's a wonderful thing to believe in a country like ours that fights for those things, but what makes it difficult is our country has not always fought for those things. We have allied ourselves with torturers, with murderers, dictators in other countries for political expediency, and sometimes when we look at that history, it makes it very difficult for us to believe our government when they say we're doing this for high and mighty and noble reasons. Maybe this time we are, and I hope so.
I'm with you. I'm 100% positive in an obvious direction, negative, because I don't believe 100% of the media televised or within the papers. But I have to believe in the United Nations of all the world. And that says Saddam Hussein is incorrect, and he's abusive and wrong. And a man like that has to be stopped now, rather than let him gain more ground in the future to obtain us to directions we'll never be able to comply with in the future. And what we're doing now is scary, but at least it won't be so scary, you know, later on in our lives.
Imagine if this new world order that President Bush has talked about comes about, if by doing what we've done now, and let's hope that Saddam Hussein capitulates within a day or two and says, okay, I'm pulling out of Kuwait. Okay, let's have democratic elections. I'll step down. Let's assume the best possible world. Maybe we can look in the years to come to a world where it is a little safer for all of us, where dictators think twice before they take power. I hope so. I mean, like you, Frank, I would like to believe in the best and the highest. And
I'd like to say goodnight to you, Leo, and just I'm going to leave you on one final note, and the rest of the Northern California, whoever's listening to us now, might be contradictory to what I was speaking of, but I think we ought to take a man like him and make an example out of him and put him out. Take him out, because he's a major threat. He scares me, and I don't scare very easily. He scares me, and he scares you, and he scares the people that I disagree with so much right now that are out there being stupid in the streets.
Okay, Frank, thanks a lot. Good night.
Thank you.
All right.